Temperatures are dropping. Ice has formed on water bodies statewide. Game Warden Supervisor Jackie Lundstrom is going to give us some ice safety tips to keep in mind this fall. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jackie, most of the state is snow covered. About the same time the temperatures were getting cold enough to form ice. How does that affect our ice conditions?
So the snow is going to act as a blanket across the water bodies. And so that ice that we were hoping to would form nice and clear and fast is not going to do that quite as quickly this time. And so that snow layer will keep it warmer, and so the ice won't be quite as stable as it would have been without that snow layer on it.
Jackie, give some ice thickness recommendations for people walking, snowmobiling, anything on ice.
Sure. So the general rule of thumb is that if it's 2 inches or less, you should be staying off of it. You want at least 4 to 6 inches for a human to be walking on it, and that's not carrying a lot of load. 6 to 8 if you're on a snowmobile or ATV. 8 to 12 for a smaller vehicle, car type. Once you get to 12 to 15, then you can start taking out those medium-sized trucks. But we recommend at least 15, especially for the 3/4 ton type vehicles, which a lot of times are also towing out ice houses and that kind of thing before you go out on the ice.
What is the best way to check the ice thickness when you're heading out?
So especially when those ice thicknesses are less, we really encourage the use of an ice chisel or using your auger and drilling holes along your way. And just because one person went in front of you doesn't mean it's necessarily a perfect piece of ice, right? We always want to make sure you guys have ice picks with you. They're pretty inexpensive to pick up at your local store. We also recommend wearing a life jacket. A lot of people think we're kind of nuts for talking about life jackets in the winter, but if
you're still on water,
ice,
yeah.
It's good to have on. And if you don't have it on, at least have it with you. Have your cell phone with. If you know you're going somewhere that doesn't have cell service, make sure you have somebody back home that knows where you guys are going to be out for the day.
Jackie, some parts of water bodies never freeze, such as springs. Explain that a little bit.
So areas that have constant fresh water or moving water are gonna have thinner layers of ice. Now, we can't go out and mark every spring across the state, so it's important for everybody to use a little caution on areas, bodies of water especially, that you aren't familiar with when you're going out there, because those springs could be anywhere.
Especially at night.
Especially at night, yes.
Explain pressure ridges.
So pressure ridges where the ice itself is getting pushed, and then you'll have that crack in the weakest part of the ice. That becomes very unstable. Even though you have huge shards of ice that might look a foot thick, that doesn't mean now that ice nearby is stable enough to be driven on or walked on. You could have anywhere from a foot of open water to 6 feet of open water. And so it's always a good idea to give those breaks a large room space when you're driving by. You don't want to go across them. You want to find a different way route around.
Jackie, still a lot of outdoor activities going on. Late season upland game hunting. A lot of people are walking on creeks or through cattails. Mm-hmm. Got to be careful there as well.
Oh, absolutely. Especially on water bodies, some of the smaller rivers, Missouri River, where you know the water is constantly flowing. Those areas where that water funnels narrow, stay away from areas that could potentially have that thinner ice. We also want to make sure, you know, around some of the cattail edges, because of that vegetation there, the ice doesn't form as fast or thick there as well, because that vegetation heats up on nicer days and thins down that ice again. So you or your pet your hunting dog could fall through there.
Jackie, if the unthinkable happens, what should you do?
So if you do fall through the ice, if you're the one that went through, try the best not to panic. You're gonna have some cold water shock. The water is, you know, very cold this time of year. It's making ice. You're gonna wanna go out the same way you went in. Try to pull yourself up. If you have those ice picks, hook them into the ice and you pull yourself forward and roll away from the ice hole that you were at. and then, you know, continue rolling away until you get back to where you believe is stable enough for you to get up. If you have somebody with you, we go fall back on that reach, throw, go method. We do on open water, you know, try to reach for the individual with something, throw them something that's buoyant, whether it's a life jacket, a floating water bottle, maybe empty your cooler quick and throw it to them. And then go. You anywhere from throwing a rope with something tied onto it, or making that human chain, where you, and then slowly backing everybody up and pulling that individual out. Once you're out of the water, make sure you get those wet clothes off, get in a warm pickup or other vehicle, and then get some warm clothes on.
And don't be afraid to call 911 if
and
you have to.
Absolutely. Number one thing you probably should do is call 911, because emergency personnel can at least get rolling to your area. And should you be able to rescue that person before personnel gets there, you can always call them off. But it's better to make that call than not.
So when you're heading out this fall, make sure you have a great time, either ice fishing, late season hunting. But the most important thing is what?
Make sure you are safe out on the water, whether it's frozen or open, and we want everybody to get home safely.
A lot of great information, Jackie. Thank you.